Life, Career, and Relationships of Ernest Hemingway, a Vedic Astrology Case Study. Ernest Hemingway's chart shows Leo rising at 15 degrees 6 in Purva Falguni. This ascendant creates a charismatic, dramatic, passionate, and expressive personality with a natural desire to lead, perform, and live life vividly. The Sun, his ascendant lord, sits in Cancer in Pushya in the 12th house, giving him emotional sensitivity, introspection, and the depth of a solitary creative psyche. Mars and Mercury sit together in Leo in the first house, amplifying vitality, courage, bold expression, and a fierce, self-driven mental voice. Moon sits in Sagittarius in Purva Ashada, adding philosophical restlessness, idealism, fire, and the desire for meaning. Venus sits in Gemini in Punarvasu, giving storytelling brilliance and dual-style aesthetics. Saturn sits in Scorpio in Jeshta, intensifying psychological complexity, shadow confrontation, and emotional intensity. Jupiter in Libra in Swati adds diplomacy, social awareness, and artistic refinement. Rahu in Sagittarius and Ketu in Gemini add karmic restlessness, constant searching, and intellectual wandering. Each of these placements produce the intelligence patterns that later shaped Hemingway's literary genius, his adventurous life, and the emotional storms of his relationships. Hemingway's linguistic intelligence was exceptionally strong. Mercury in Leo gave him bold, assertive, dramatic communication, and a direct writing voice. Venus in Gemini in Punarvasu gave him narrative talent, emotional layering, and the ability to create imagery through simple but evocative language. Moon in Purva Ashada added passion, conviction, heroic tone, and an emotional undercurrent to his storytelling. Jupiter in Swati refined his voice, giving social insight and clarity. As your linguistic intelligence file explains, Mercury-Moon-Jupiter combinations create writers with emotionally intelligent, persuasive, and philosophically charged language. Hort, sharp, muscular, symbolic, emerged exactly from this fiery, airy linguistic blend. His writing carried the emotional discipline of Saturn and Scorpio, the existential weight of Ketu-Moon dynamics, and the heroic voice of Mars-Mercury in Leo. Literary minimalism with emotional density is precisely how this planetary structure speaks. His visual spatial intelligence was equally powerful. Mars in Leo provided dramatic, cinematic imagination. Venus in Gemini created imagery-rich narrative flow. Jupiter in Swati produced aesthetically refined perception. Your visual intelligence file identifies Venus, Mercury, Jupiter as a classic artistic visual signature. Hemingway's works, T.A. Farewell to Arms, For Whom the Bell Tolls, are written visually. Scenes unfold with clarity, minimal dialogue, and symbolic landscapes. His ability to observe nature, war, bodies, motion, and the architecture of emotional tension came from Leo's fire combined with Gemini-Sagittarius duality and Scorpio's psychological observation. He saw life in images, sequences, and elemental symbolism. His logical mathematical intelligence showed through structured narrative design and strategic life choices. Mars, Mercury, and the Ascendant created sharp reasoning, rapid decision-making, and internal logic. Saturn and Scorpio added investigative depth and emotional analysis. Ketu and Gemini created abstract thinking and symbolic interpretation. As your logical intelligence file notes, Mars, Ketu, Saturn natives excel at intuitive pattern recognition and emotionally driven logic. Hemingway built clean structural framework, minimal words, maximum impact. His journalistic background, war reporting, and ability to distill chaos into clarity reflect this intelligence type. His interpersonal intelligence was complex. Leo rising gave charm, presence, leadership, and social magnetism. Venus in Gemini created flirtation, playfulness, and romantic charisma. Moon in Sagittarius gave warmth, enthusiasm, and idealistic heart sharing. But Saturn in Scorpio and Sun in the 12th pulled him into emotional withdrawal, volatility, and distrust. Your interpersonal intelligence file describes Mercury, Moon, Rahu individuals as powerful communicators who can influence masses, but struggle in intimate emotional stability. This duality defined Hemingway's relationships. He connected highly and passionately with partners and friends, but struggled with emotional consistency, possessiveness, and internal battles that strained his marriages. His intrapersonal intelligence was extremely high. Saturn in Scorpio created piercing psychological insight, self-investigation, and confrontation with inner darkness. Sun in the 12th shaped introspection, isolation, and creative gestation in solitude. Jupiter in Libra added self-reflection and ethical awareness. Ketu in Gemini added detachment and internal inquiry. As your intrapersonal intelligence file notes, Saturn-Jupiter-Ketu combinations produce deep self-awareness, emotional processing, and the ability to learn from personal pain. Hemingway's private journals, emotional battles, depression, and introspective refill this configuration. His creativity was inseparable from his inner world. His existential intelligence was immense. Ketu in Gemini in the 11th house gave philosophical detachment and constant questioning of meaning. Saturn in Scorpio and Sun in the 12th forced engagement with suffering, mortality, fear, and the nature of existence. Moon in Purvashada gave spiritual longing and heroic moral tone. Your existential intelligence file identifies Jupiter plus Ketu 8th 12th themes as the strongest markers of existential orientation. Hemingway lived existentially, from war zones to bullfights to African safaris. His life, like his writ to courage, death, loss, love, and human endurance. He sought meaning through experience, danger, physical tests, and creative expression. His naturalist intelligence was strong due to Moon and Rahu in Sagittarius, Sun in Cancer, and Venus in Gemini. He was deeply connected to nature, the sea, forests, hunting, fishing, wilderness, all classic signatures of Sagittarius Moon. Your naturalist file links Mercury Moon Ketu intelligences to environmental sensitivity. Hemingway's writing is inseparable from nature's metaphors: ocean, desert, mountains, rivers, storms. He used landscapes as his bodily kinesthetic intelligence was pronounced. Mars in Leo gave athleticism, courage, physical intensity, and kinetic intelligence. Moon in Sagittarius added motion and adventure. Venus in Gemini added coordination. As your kinesthetic intelligence file notes, Mars, Mercury, Moon natives possess expressive bodily intelligence. Hemingway's life reflects this: soldier, boxer, fisherman, hunter, adventurer. His body was as much a part of his identity as his intellect. Hemi ion ships followed predictable patterns of this chart. Leo ascendant and Venus in Gemini made him charming, flirtatious, and eager for emotional and intellectual stimulation. Moon Rahu in Sagittarius gave intense attraction, sudden passion, and restlessness. Saturn in Scorpio produced deep emotional insecurity, possessiveness, and emotional walls. Sun in the 12th gave difficulty trusting partners, a tendency to isolate, and periods of emotional withdrawal. Ketu in Gemini created relational detachment and the need for freedom. These combinations explain his multiple marriages, intense love affairs, emotional volatility, and the heavy psychological themes in his partnerships. He loved passionately, but his chart made long-term emotional equilibrium difficult. When all these layers are combined, the picture is unmistakable. Hemingway's chart was designed for a life of creative brilliance, existential adventure, emotional storms, and artistic immortality. His strongest intelligences, linguistic, visual spatial, kinesthetic, naturalist, intrapersonal, and existential, map perfectly onto his literary genius, his raw and physical style of living, and the emotional volatility of his relationships. His life unfolded precisely along the lines of the planetary architecture in his chart.